We are up to Simin Tuf, and that's what we're doing today. So till now we were measuring the tchum. Now we get to the halachas of how we're koveya your place from which we will measure a tchum. Someone was on the road, likanas le'ir, on his way to get into a city. V'yashav baderech lanuach, he was exhausted, he sat down on the road just to rest up. V'chash cholo, and then it became Shabbos. V'lo yada shu b'tchum ha'ir, he didn't even know that he was within the tchum of the city. So then he decides, all right, I'm going to count 2,000 paces. We said that you can do that. So he counts 2,000 paces and he finds himself in the middle of the city. The halachi is that his makom is considered the entire city. It's as if he was kona shvisa. V'nichnas l'tocho b'Shabbos, he can walk in and on Shabbos, u'mahalachas kula, he's allowed to walk around in the entire city, and v'chutzola alpayim amal l'chol ruach, 2,000 amas to every side, he gets the halacha of an inhabitant of the city. Why was this? Because his kavana was to walk into the city. So even though he didn't realize that where he ended up was within the tchum, but his kavana was to get to the city. So his mind was in the city, his kona shvisa there. Of course, with the condition that he was within 2,000 amas of the city. If it turns out that the city was more than 2,000 amas away, he couldn't walk into it on Shabbos altogether. Avlim lo hayadato likanas limdina zo. What happens if he was on the road and he had no intentions of going into the city? Medina here means city. Kona shvisa bimkomo. So there, his shvisa is where he was on the road. Umisham yeshlo alpayim ama l'chol ruach. From there, he has 2,000 amas in every direction. Vimkolim alpayim ama mimakam shvisa so b'chatzi ha'ir. And if those 2,000 amas end up in the middle of the city, so remember, this man is not an inhabitant of the city. Right? This man is not an inhabitant of the city. Therefore, if it ends up in the middle of the city, we would not give him a din of a ben ha'ir and give him 2,000 amas around the city. Eino ma'alach b'ir yosem echetzia. Since he's coming from the outside, he could only walk half the city. Hagav v'adinam ha'ya b'dat l'ikonas l'ir v'amar shvisosi b'mkomi nami d'nahachi. What happens if his kavana was to go into the city, but for some reason he declared, my makom shvisa is over here, where I am on the road? There too, he could only walk 2,000 amas into the city, and there it stops. Now, becoming a ben ha'ir sounds like an advantage, in which case saying shvisasi bimkomi would be a liability. Why should someone do it? The truth is that being a ben ha'ir isn't always an advantage, because if a shvis is in the makom, say, that is almost 2,000 amas to the city, he can also walk 2,000 amas in the other direction. Whereas if he becomes a ben ha'ir, he can only walk 2,000 amas outside the city. He certainly couldn't walk any further. So the issue is not kula chumra. The issue is which is his place. He can decide he wants it on the outside because he needs his 2,000 amas in all directions there. Or he could allow himself to say, I'm a ben ha'ir, and therefore he has the 2,000 amas around the city.